Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
We'll get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Bring in Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, sounds like you have just been a machine on the water here today, all over, and the fish have been having the feed bag on?
Yeah, yep, the fish definitely have. Everything is spawned out now, and it's that time for them to eat. And been getting into some perch, mainly on Hauger mice, and some nice bluegills on the Madison chain. And then also, if clients want to fish walleyes and game fish, smallmouth pike, we do that too, and we've been getting some illegal walleyes also.
So do like the panfish all kind of feed the same, or do they feed differently? Does each species have maybe a different way that they look for food?
Yeah, the bluegills are higher in the water column always, and I've been finding a lot of these fish on the real distinct weed lines that are go from maybe a few inches of weeds to just a wall of weeds. So if you can set up right on that edge, that's where them fish are traveling up and down, basically a wall of weeds.
So with the extremely hot and humid temperature that we've had over the last few weeks, obviously it's cooled down now, but what does that do to weeds? Does that increase weed growth in the water when it heats up, or how does it impact weed lines and things like that?
Yes, it does. They grow a lot faster, and they fill out, they get a lot thicker, which promotes more insects like the Hauger mites that these fish are feeding on. So they are literally, I would think, in the natural state, they're finding the same food as they're using for bait right now.
Sure. So you mentioned the Madison chain. What else have you been hearing about bodies of water, rivers, and lakes across the state when it comes to people getting out there and having some success?
I've heard Winnebago, there's a lot of walleyes being caught. They're not all big ones, but there was a tournament there and some nice fish were brought in. Also, my tournament was last Saturday, the Best Damn Two-Man, and Andrew Tischler and his wife pretty much beat the second place team by over, what was it again? They had like 16 pounds for three walleyes, so that's a very good average. They had one that was 28 inches, another one that was 26 and a half. They were able to get the big ones to bite, and I think they beat the second place team by almost 10 pounds.
Wow. Hey, I had somebody actually just in passing ask me to ask you, they live in the Watertown area and they have kids. Where's a good place to fish in the Watertown area?
Probably the Rock River or down like towards Koshkonong. Fish some different dams down there can be good. Or maybe Lake Bills or some in that area.
Sounds good. He just had passing said, he goes, I want to take my kid, but not drive too far. So I said, I'd ask Pete, he knows everything. So so just find those kind of areas too. And I know I kind of put you on the spot there, Pete, but I just thought of that as we were talking. Now, Best Damn Guide Service, if you want to have some success, do you do like father, son, grandpa, grandson, like fishing trips with Best Damn Guide Service?
Oh yeah. Yep. I got one upcoming here this next week. That's the grandpa, son, and grandson. Yep. That happens often too. So if you'd like to get out, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Up or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, it's always a pleasure. Enjoy fishing this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's head to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, big weekend for fishing, but boy, you were telling me you were out on the water when the storms came through midweek this week on Wednesday.
Yeah, I happened to be out actually doing a little bit of fishing near Fenimore over that way, and those storms that you know produced a tornado that would touch down in Dodgeville went right over my head. And to be honest, they didn't seem that bad at the time, but they really built as they headed east.
Yeah. So what do you suggest, though, like if you are caught, if you're out, say, on a lake, you know, and all of a sudden the weather gets kind of dicey, what are some things people got to be aware of and to get off the water? What should they be thinking about?
Well, I mean, I would say just get off the water as soon as you can. I mean, you definitely don't want to be out there, especially if a tornado comes through. But any bad weather can really make conditions dicey, especially here in Madison. We got some big lakes that can really turn ugly pretty quick. So it's important to keep an eye on the weather. Make sure you got alerts set on your phone, and just be prepared to book it back to shore as soon as you can if you start seeing things get nasty.
Exactly. Some people love fishing in the rain, though, don't they, as long as there's not a lot of wind?
Oh, it's great, yeah. Fishing, the rain oftentimes will turn the fish on, and it can be great fishing, but definitely want to make sure you're keeping an eye on things in case things turn ugly.
How has the fishing been this week? What can you report?
Oh, it's been good. We're pretty much done with spawning now. There's still a few bluegills left spawning on Lake Mendota, but now we're pretty much just going to head into what I call kind of summer cruise control, where a lot of the reports are going to be pretty much the same. You got a lot of fish on weed lines on all the lakes, so if you're fishing literally anywhere, if you can find a weed edge, you're likely going to find fish. In Madison, you're going to find a lot of bluegills on weed lines, bass, stuff like that. But, you know, walleyes are moving out to mid-lake humps, hanging out there where they'll remain most of the summer. And as far as rivers in the area go, your dams are going to be kind of the best spot where there's some good current flowing through there, high oxygen in the water, and the fish just like hanging out in dam areas.
All right, so lots and lots of opportunities in the Madison area, and when you come down, you have to stop at D&S Bait and Tackle. Tell us about your business, where you're located, hours, and everything they need to know.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch. A quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got everything you need to get out on the water, full selection of bait, live bait, and tackle, and stuff like that. But most importantly, we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so we can give folks good advice before they head out on the water. And speaking of, I do a weekly fishing report. I post that on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube every Friday morning, and that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. And if you want, you can also call the old school phone line. We got a report there is 608 Big Fish if they want to call in and listen to me talk about the fishing.
Hey, I appreciate all you do. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
Let's move over to Fish Tales right now. It's been a long time because I was gone, he was gone. Dave from Fish Tales in Fox Lake joins us. Dave, so how have you been?
Well, pretty good. I did the report last week, but I was in Canada for a while and, kind of busy, whatever. But how'd you do?
I did great. I was down in Nashville last week and didn't get fishing at all, but we were just roaming Broadway and hanging out at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
I've been fishing a lot. It's been really good out here. The last couple of days were a little slow because of the weather, but it's been really good. I went out Monday and fishing in 5-foot weeds. I caught crappies, bluegills, walleyes, bass, and pike all in the same spot. So they're definitely relating to the thick weed beds. And I know a couple of friends that are out here a lot. Have been getting a lot of nice bass on the rock piles. So, you know, it's summer patterns. You just got to move around till you find the fish. But they definitely are biting, so it's been good out here.
You know, we were talking to some other people about fishing in the rain, and there are some guys that love fishing in the rain, you know, and everything. But, like, when you get, like, weather like we had, like, on Wednesday, as a fisherman, how do you gauge when it's time to get off the water and when to stay on the water, you know, and still be safe and have fun?
A friend of mine was out guiding, and you know, he pays close attention to his radar and everything, and he saw it coming, and he got off right at the right minute, because about 2 o'clock here, it really broke loose, and we had some nasty weather around here. But you got to really watch your weather apps and your radars, and make sure you're not out there when it starts lightning, because I don't mind rain, but if I hear a thunder or lightning or sea lightning, I'm off.
What else have you heard about bodies of water across the region?
Well, I know Big Green's been pretty slow. I don't know why, but it has been. And I know they're not getting a whole lot on Beaver Dam also. But, you know, that's the time of the year more than anything. You know, some lakes are good in the summer, like ours. Some really struggle in the summer, like Beaver Dam. But normally Big Green is going pretty good right now, and it just hasn't kicked in yet. I don't know why.
All right, well, Fish Tales in Fox Lake is the place you need to go to get all the local knowledge. Tell us everything you have going on at Fish Tales.
Well, if you've ever been here, you can see we have all the baits you would need to fish Otter Lake or in the area. We've got all the live bait. We got jumbo leeches now, and and we are a liquor store too, but we sell gas at our docks. You know, all the people on the lake come and get their gas here, pull right up, and you can get whatever you want, including, you know, a fishing report and fresh maps, and stop in and I'll take care of you.
All right, again, where are you located again?
We're right downtown Fox Lake on Highway 33, right by the bridge. Can't miss us.
Dave, appreciate all you do. We'll see you at Fish Tales.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, sounds like you've been busy fishing all over the state of Wisconsin this week.
Yeah, we were up in the Hayward area fishing those lakes up there, and you know, they're nothing like the lakes here. I mean, the boat launches are all really nice, no boat launch fees. The lakes are all pristine, crystal clear. You can see bottom in 10, 12 feet of water. I mean, there's some really nice lakes up there. We fished one lake that was known for largemouth, which was Nelson Lake. And then we fished Lacuna Ray the second day, which is known for giant smallmouth. Nobody really caught any big fish, but, you know, every boat that was up there probably caught 40 to 50 fish a day without a problem. Awesome. It was fun.
Awesome stuff there. And how busy are the lakes? Obviously, it's the middle of summer, so were they extremely busy up there? Were they mediocre? How would you describe the fishing environment?
We actually made the comment, I think, in 2 days, I think I saw one jet ski and like three pontoons pulling kids around on little floaties. I mean, it was not busy at all. But then again, Saturday, it did rain for half the day. And, of course, I left my rain suit in the motel room because my phone said no rain, so that was no fun, to be honest about it. But that kept a lot of people off. But you know, the traffic just wasn't bad at all. Not like you know, you get down here and there's 400 people on Fox Lake or Big Green.
Sure. What have you heard scuttlebutt for people catching fish? I'm hearing some people saying that the fish have been biting in some areas, and some areas it's been soft.
Yeah, I mean, we got up at the crack ass of dawn here this morning. I'm backing into my house right now. We were out on Fox Lake for a couple hours this morning. Fishing was okay. It wasn't great. There is an open tournament out here on Saturday that I'm fishing out here on Fox Lake. But I've heard that, you know, the area lakes like Big Green, they had a tournament there on Saturday. The weights were way down. You know, we're getting into that, I wouldn't say dog days yet, but it's getting pretty close to the dog days of summer here.
Well, people obviously want to catch some fish. You have Raw Bass Customs available. Tell us about those and tell us about your guiding service that you offer.
Fishtails actually just got a big fresh refill this week again. The glide baits are selling phenomenal, and that tells me that a lot of guys are throwing them and catching fish on them. I paint 72 different kinds of varieties for bass, muskie, walleye, and pike. And they're available at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee. Guide trips, I have a few dates left open in August, not too many. And basically, I supply everything but food and drink. And you go out and learn something, hopefully catch some fish.
Feel kind of weird, though. We've had these 90-degree temperatures and humidity, and then all of a sudden it feels like it's September here for a few days.
Well, I tell you, this morning out here, it misted all morning, and I have sweatpants and three sweatshirts on, and I wasn't warm by any means. And my truck right now is 63 degrees. And, yeah, yesterday it was, what, 92 before the storms hit. So, yeah, big difference.
All right, Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.